It's time for everybody's favorite wacky audio game
that pretty much proves you're a racist piece of shit.
Let's play Black
or White.
Family four pack, Lightning Family Carnival happening this Sunday. Beautiful weather, beautiful town, beautiful arena. And you get it for free. All you gotta do is win. I will go in order of their phone calls. And all you gotta do is get two out of three correct when I play the audio clip. And you get the four pack. I'm very excited for you guys. I ain't gonna lie to you. All right, let's see what we got here, Ryan Adams. That's
it's quite a few of them in there, Johnny B.
Let's go, Kuma. What's up?
What's going on, Johnny B?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I missed you. I haven't called in a while.
I know. I missed you too, pal. I thought maybe you hated my guts or something.
Never.
It happens.
Let's get this going, man. I'm ready to win some tickets.
Hell yeah! All right, I will play a clip. You tell me if the person in the clip is black or white. You know how we play the game. Very easy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okie dokie. Good luck, Kuma. I am rooting for you, whether anybody else in the room is or not. Here is here is clip number one.
Damn it, guys. Coach is right. If we want to win, it's on us.
There you go. One more time for you, Kuma.
Damn it, guys. Coach is right. If we want to win, it's on us.
Black or white?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to say white.
No! Damn it, guys. Coach is right. If we want to win, it's on us.
Black guy. See, this is a hard game. It's not easy, man. It's not easy. All right, here is clip number two. You got to get two in a row, Kuma, and you're going to the big show. Here we go.
I'm in me dad's car.
Black or white there, Kuma?
White.
What do you think, Vanessa?
I know this one.
I'm in me dad's car.
Black guy. Do you know what he's saying?
I'm in me dad's car.
Correct. Sorry, Kuma. Thanks for calling, though, pal. Love you, pal. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Gimli, what is happening?
What's happening, Johnny B?
Hey, Gimli, what are you doing?
Just chilling like a plum. What you doing?
I love plums. All right. It's like a fat grape with a big-ass pit. You ready to play the game?
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
I love your phone.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
How high are you right now, Gimli?
Oh, my God. You don't even know.
I know.
That's why we asked.
Yes. Let's just say a lot. I like it.
Purpose of a question.
All right, here comes a clip there. And if you can make it without falling asleep, here is clip number one.
Because I look different. Because I'm cuter.
Ooh, is that person black or white?
That's so black.
Because I look different. Because I'm cuter.
You say black or so black?
That's what he said.
No, that's white as bird poop.
It's white.
Because I look different. Because I'm cuter.
Final answer. White or black?
White.
That is correct. That is a white person.
Because I look different. Because I'm cuter.
White is not right, Anna.
White was right.
That answer was. My Jesus. Goodness. Why? All right. Clip number two.
You don't know me.
It's true.
You don't know me.
Black or white? Gimli!
That person's got an afro.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
A black.
You don't know me.
Oh, boy.
You sure?
You don't know me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're going back.
I'm going with it.
You don't know me.
Hey!
Oh, ding, ding,
congratulations!
Ding.
All right, Gimli, you're a winner. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Ryan Adams. We'll get all your information. You ready? All right, here we go. What? Who's on the line? What?
This is who? What?
I knew it was going to be some. I knew it. When Ryan goes, he said his name's what? He's going to try to play some who's on first bitch ass game with me. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing?
How are you, Nicholas? Paper. Oh, my God. The Lightning four-pack's off the table, but you want to play anyway? I mean, maybe I can figure out something out for you.
Sure.
All right, cool.
He's white, by the way.
Nick is white? Correct. You're right. All right, Nick. I'll play a clip. You tell me if the person's black or white, and then I'll figure out a prize for you, okay?
Sounds good.
Here we go, pal. Clip number one.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Corbin Blue from Jumpin'?
I like that.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Corbin Blue from Jumpin'?
Black or white, Nick?
I'm going to say black.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Corbin Blue from Jumpin'?
Yes, you got it. All right. Let's see if you can get two in a row and win. Here we go. Clip number two.
I got $20 in my pocket. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I like that. Sounds good.
I like it.
I got $20 in my pocket. I'm hungry.
Black or white?
White.
I got $20 in my pocket. I'm hungry.
Yeah! Man, people are so much better this week.
Doing well.
People have been really sucking. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. And when I figure out what you're getting, I'm going to tell Ryan Adams he'll get your information. All right, buddy?
Perfect.
Don't go anywhere. All right. There you go.
What is he getting?
I'll tell you during a commercial break.
Oh, okay.
That D.
Jesus Christ.
What? I don't know. I don't know what's going
That's
on.
That's the prize. Yeah.
Who's D?
It's not mine.
That
so.
One.
So hot. You should have that sounder at the house next to your bed on like an easy button. What is it? Staples? That was easy. And then, you know, when your man comes in the bedroom, he's like, hey, and then you go, yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yeah.
No, you know what?
No.
You know what my thing is?
Your
is
vagina.
Well, there's that.
You also have a butt.
That too. As do I.
It's the finger gun.
What'd that mouth do?
That's
what?
When he knows. It's
you give him the finger guns? Shut up! Because everybody has a sign.
Dude, I'm the worst. I hope he's listening right now.
What do you do? Show us. Like
I
the
go,
whole.
Oh, and that means and that means give me the D?
You do the click thing in your mouth, too?
That is awesome.
Yeah. I'm ridiculous.
So as soon as you see that, he just runs in the bedroom.
He laughs at me.
That is awesome. Because we got a thing, too.
So stupid.
Me and my girl have a thing, too. It's pretty funny. Like, if one of us is in the mood and the other one isn't aware, like, we'll give a serious look, and then we point at the other, and then we point to the bedroom door.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like demanding, like, get in there right
See,
now.
See, that's sexy. Mine is, like, so dumb.
Yours is adorable,
it's
though.
The dumbest.
Anna, what do you do?
I'm trying to think.
What do you do, Anna? You point at, you take your one hand and point at the other hand?
No, I'm trying to think of what we do. We don't really really do anything.
My wife and I don't have anything.
Like, Thomas will just start, like, humping my leg, and I'm like, oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah,
what?
Like a chihuahua.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You need
Tony
something
says
more.
Tony says that there are eyes. Like, women give eyes.
Yeah,
like
no, that happens.
Like
that happens.
Eye thing.
I don't think you need the...
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Like a chipmunk.
You do.
But the guns could work, but...
You need fun.
The chipmunk thing. I don't know.
Yeah, spontaneity. You need fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to come up with something this weekend, you and your wife.
Yeah, and let us know.
Yeah, and then Monday.
And reenact it here with Johnny.
Monday, yes. Monday, I'll wear a wig. I'll be Susan, and we'll reenact what you did.
If I see my wife this weekend.
You're going to see her.
I really don't.
No?
Not really.
The whole weekend?
Not in any time to do that.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know. I live it.
Weekends were made for love.
Were they?
Weekends were made for Michelob. Weekends were made... for sex with your wife.
I mean, any time could be made for sex if you
True.
Are
not really.
I mean, you know.
What if she's in the middle of breastfeeding one of your kids?
Oh my God.
Then there's another problem.
Yeah.
That we have to.
He's
especially
seven.
If your son's like seven, right?
And 7 and 3.
Yeah. That'd be weird.
I have advice. Go home.
Give her the D.
And give her the finger guns.
Oh, do it.
Do it.
And if that don't work...
It'll be on and popping with that dude.
Oh, my God. If that don't work, I blame you. Point at her and point to the room.
Yeah, point to the room. Well, or just hump her leg.
She's already going to be asleep when I get home.
Perfect.
Start humping her leg.
Hump that leg.
I'm not going to hump that leg when my almost 3-year-old daughter's probably going to be passed out in the bed with her.
You pick her up.
But she's asleep. It's fine.
You set her on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Set her on the floor.
Set her on the floor.
Dude, true story. I had a one-night stand with this girl when I was in college. And I didn't know she had kids, right? Oh. And she was in a dorm, right? She was in a dorm with, like, she had one of these big dorms that had, like, four rooms with other girls, you know, like a big-ass dorm room apartment thing.
The dorm.
And I'm like, we're in the middle of sexy time and stuff. And I go to step off the other side of the bed to go to the bathroom. And she goes, hey, be careful. Watch out for my baby. And I'm like, what? Dude, was like a two-year-old laying on a cot on the floor next to us.
On a what?
A cot. A cot. Cot. C-O-T. Makeshift bedding on the floor. But I almost stepped on
it. You said it was a cot?
Cot. Cot.
You cot. Horrible, horrible person. It was a cot. Yeah.
Cot?
Yes. Yeah. I almost stepped and killed on her baby.
Like a cot.
That's horrible.
Cocky. Like a cocky pants.
It's a reach, man.
Cocky pants.
That's not why you're going to be like that all the time. Yeah, but it was weird. Like, we had already been doing things.
Banging?
Yeah.
In front of the two-year-old?
I didn't know.
That kid is screwed up because of you and
forever.
Your wang.
But the baby stayed asleep through the whole thing. But what if the kid would have popped up? What if the kid would have popped up and been like, Mama! Right?
Why would he sound like that?
I don't know. That's how kids sound, right?
No.
Mama, why that man in our house, Mama?
And what, in you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh,
you
killed. Oh, okay, that's fine.
That should have.
No, I tried to dump
fine.
It.
That's no, fine. You're fine. We're in safety harbor.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you something?
What?
I took a nap this afternoon, right? And I had a nightmare. Do you want to know what the nightmare was?
Yeah. You were working out?
Oh. Let's go. I am tired. I am punching you in your goddamn face.
We know you're tired. There's no way you're not tired.
Oh, screw you.
Make sure you listen to Stay Woke with Will Koontz tonight. The only one alive at midnight.
Treasures.
I mean, we can have Largo come in and co-host.
Oh. I just want to touch her and smell her.
I had a nightmare that somebody said something bad, and I went to hit the dump button, and the whole, it was just the box, and the button was missing.
Oh, no.
And someone said something bad.
It was like 12 F-bombs, and I went, I got this, and I reached over, and I went, oh! Oh! And then I woke up, and I was like, what the hell was that all about? Thomas, what's up?
What's going on, Johnny?
Chilling. What's going on, baby?
I saw you at a comedy show. I didn't know you had a radio station. I wanted to call in and just tell you how much I love the comedy show.
You have a station?
I do have my own station, nice. 102.5 The Johnny. What comedy show did you go to, Thomas?
I don't know, but I want to have a sing-off with you.
Whoa, Thomas.
Look, the fact is, he's never been to one of my stand-up shows because he said he didn't know. Number two.
Yes, I have. Motorworks Brewery.
Oh, Motorworks. There you go. Okay, so you went there. Why do you want to have a sing-off with me? Do you think you got the chops to hang with the kid?
Thomas.
I think I do.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, you got to be good.
I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody has called you out for a sing-off.
I brought a professional singer in here and crushed him.
Yeah.
Crushed him.
True story.
Johnny, as much as I love you and as much as a good comedian as you are, I am the best singer in the town. I do a bunch of shows around here.
Yeah.
I wanted to show you my chops.
All right.
Can you give us a little something?
Do you have like a YouTube channel or something? We can go check you out?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Ryan will get your information. We're going to check you out, baby. Maybe I'll bring you in for a sing-off, bitch.
I want to get to you right now. I don't know if you're scared or not, but I want to get you.
You're not going
to
sound good over the phone. I promise you that.
Oh, man.
No, I promise you I will. Listen, I'm the best.
Give me some chops. Go right now. What do you got?
All right.
Acapella.
Hey, my name is Thomas.
Oh, my God.
And you already know I'm the best in town.
Sorry, I lost connection. So sorry.
What?
What was that?
He thought he was so funny.
I mean, he got his 90 seconds of airtime.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I got my own station, so I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean?
That's pretty awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That was really, really sad.
Moving on up.
That's what we think about your song, Thomas. Thanks for listening, though.
Mm. Hey, Nessa, what does Thomas win?
The dream!
Yeah!
No, he doesn't.
No?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't deserve it.
No?
What about Nick? Because Nick's been waiting.
Oh.
We're going to break right now, and then we'll let Nick know.
Okay.